Here's Jake with some bad news.
Here's Mido.
Thanks, Jake. Here's Jake.
Thanks, Mido. So, yes, a little bit of breaking news here. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department has issued a statement on their social media this morning. The LASD Lomita Station, in Los Angeles County, responded to a rollover collision in which at Tiger Woods was injured. Please see our statement. Again, no need to tag this man's social media handle in this announcement. They said on
Yeah, but they can get the retweet.
From him?
Yeah. Well, he's not running that. Just peeps.
On February 23rd.
That's why you tag.
At approximately 7:12 a.m., LASD responded to a single vehicle rollover traffic collision on the border of Rolling Hills Estates and Rancho Palos Verdes. The vehicle was traveling northbound. When it crashed, the vehicle sustained major damage.
7 a.m. The single vehicle crash. That's interesting.
The driver and sole occupant was identified as PGA golfer Eldrick Tiger Woods. Mr. Woods was extricated from the wreck with the, quote, jaws of life by L.A. County firefighters and paramedics, then transported to a local hospital.
So, what are the injuries? Does it say?
It does not say. It just said major damage in the vehicle. And that he had to be taken out by the jaws of life, which as a kid, that was definitely a popular playground term.
So I have the question that we always have if you ever talk to kid from Kid and Play at 7 a.m.
Which side?
Is he just coming home or is he just leaving?
Well, that's an extra late night. 5, you could probably ask the question, but 7. I don't know, but it does not sound minor, this incident. And if you look, Adam Schefter, ESPN's Adam Schefter, actually posted the statement to his account. Doesn't the statement look kind of Augusta Masters-y to you?
In green.
Green and green, yellow.
Yeah, yellow.
Fonts.
What's Schefter doing? He's not a golf man.
Breaking news.
Just got to make sure he's in that lane.
So I'm not sure. I'm not sure where Tiger lives and stays most of the time these days.
I wonder how many houses he has.
He was just on television this weekend, right? So maybe that tournament was out there.
Yeah, he was in the area for his annual Genesis Invitational Golf Tournament at the Riviera Country Club. And he was photographed, like, yesterday or the day before with David Spade and, I think, Dwayne Wade, you know, doing the celebrity thing.
Uh-oh.
What? Are you thinking they were all out?
Well, I don't know. I just know, you know, it ain't like he wasn't photographed with his kids.
No. Yeah, I'm looking now. I saw, let's see, yesterday David Spade posted a photo with him. They're on a golf cart together. And you can... I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm just looking at the photo of him, and people have screenshotted that photo where Tiger's eyes look a little drifty, maybe. But he's also...
I mean, that could be during the day, you're hanging out. I mean,
yeah, for
course.
Sure.
That's different than...
He's got back stuff going on.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's, a major, major development as Tiger Woods involved in a single vehicle rollover crash out in the L.A. area today. The vehicle sustained major damage, and he was removed from the wreck with the jaws of life.
Now, does that make you think you need to go bet on somebody in golf? Or some kind of prop? The way you took advantage of the Kobe situation?
Yeah, it does.
Tell Alonzo Mourning.
Frankly. Do you think it's childish that official first response statements still use the term and even putting it in quotes, jaws of life?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's very mysterious.
Well, it's
the attention grabber.
It's surprising.
Yeah,
it's surprising to me that they still. It would be like if there was a.
What should
a
they
story
say? Giant
about,
saw? Because it's
like
a giant
a
saw.
A story about a sex crime, and they use the word wiener or something. Like it feels just play again.
Yeah, but the
like
reason you knew about
term.
It on the playground is they used it in news stories. And you gravitated towards that because it sounded awesome.
It does sound awesome.
But I think it's just a saw.
Yeah, it's a big hydraulic saw.
Once you've seen it, you're like, oh. But you picture a fake, like a, or some kind of a robotic Godzilla or something.
Right.
That its actual mouth will bite the car open or something.
Thereby bringing life.
Yeah, saving a life. With the jaws that bite. They have teeth that cuts the car easily. It's like hot butter. Wait, a hot knife through butter.
Yeah, there you go.
Whatever.
The butter's already hot, then.
No, but it's room temperature.
Yeah.
It's very easy to get through.
So we'll continue to update that story throughout the day. Fascinating life of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. He is in prison here in the United States. He's at Mino's favorite prison.
The Colorado
Supermax.
One. Yeah. We did this.
With Jokar.
Jokar Sarnayev. Well, now his 31-year-old wife, former beauty queen Emma Coronel Aspero, she has been arrested at Dulles International Airport in Virginia. Will be appearing in federal court today. As she is accused of helping her husband run his multi-billion-dollar cartel, and they say that she has helped plot his previous escapes from prison in Mexico, which were pretty ridiculous, if you remember.
Mm.
I think we're going to talk about this more tomorrow.
He had a tunnel dug, right?
Oh, it was a very long tunnel. A very long tunnel, a motorcycle on a rail that he left his cell in, dug underneath the cell. Now he's down in like a mile-long tunnel. Emerges, and there's armed guards there to whisk him away.
She's in the game, you know?
But, like, what? That's the only way it's going to be, right?
She's got to be. Yeah, she can't.
Like, that's why I never really bought Godfather. That element of it.
What, the wife not knowing
and
anything?
She's just, fanning herself. Like, I can't believe you're doing all these murders. Like, yeah. There's no way. No chance.
Well, that was a different age, too.
Maybe. But, even Carmella got... Nah, I guess she was really more godfather-y, right? Where she was just...
She knew something's happening, but...
As long as the money kept spending.
I don't even know what that is. And to tell you the truth, I don't know.
It's like what I've said about... Whether it's Jerry Jones or other big billionaires, the wives... Have to know something's going on. They just want it off... Don't want it on TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
Has to assume, okay, there's something. He's getting it going somewhere with someone, but I don't want to know about it. I still get to live in this absolute luxury and have a $1 billion checking account. But I just don't want to know, yeah.
But you're right. It's probably there's some crossover between the I don't want to know and it's cheating and the I don't want to know and it's you have sicarios who are having children murdered for...
New generation people, I don't know if they're willing to go that way.
Yeah, it's kind of
like
how,
I'm not saying that about the Qs or a new billionaire. I think the new billionaire's wife, like Bezos' wife, she's got her own affairs going on,
right? She thinks she's equal and...
Yeah, silly, silly women.
Viewed as the same. Respected. You know?
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. It's interesting, though, because his wife, back to El Chapo, she is...
Now, beauty queen, wife of drug lord.
Right. She's 31. He's 63.
Oh, my.
Man.
And apparently she was really, really involved in planning the escapes and then would work with her sons, which that's got to be... with his sons, excuse me. That's got to be a...
Same age.
Fiery back and forth there where you're...
I'll bet his sons are older than her.
I would imagine so, yeah. But, you know, let's say it's 5 to 10 years, and she's working with the sons to have a bunch of people killed so they can keep the money coming in.
Is that like double bonus if she's a beauty queen and she helps you run your drug cartel?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a find?
Absolute off the charts.
It's a keeper.
Double, daily double bonus.
You don't let her go.
I mean, she's gone, though.
All anybody is looking for is someone who's willing to go to jail for them.
Interesting.
I mean, what's a purer expression of love? You can't think of it.
I don't think my wife or I have found that yet.
No, I haven't either. Maybe you have to be a billionaire.
Although, I don't know. If she came to me and said I had to help bury a body, I'd probably do it.
But you'd ask who first?
Well,
what would be the factors in the decision on your part?
Well, I'd say, can we hire someone to dig the hole? My hands are very tender.
You call a sales guy and
get Trey over here. Don't ask any questions, Trey.
Well, it appears she's going to be going away as well. So
let's take a look at her. Put it up on the TV.
Find out
screen share it.
Hey, one quick thing about the Tiger situation going on.
Yep.
He was golfing with Dwayne Wade prior to his accident.
What time are you hitting?
Well, he wasn't coming back from partying or whatever. He was out golfing.
Good, I'm glad.
Hold on. Explain that to me.
That you could be done golfing by 7:20?
Yeah.
Was it 7:20 a.m.?
Just hit the range? You don't have to play a full 18. And from the look of it, he was teaching Dwayne Wade. So they probably didn't play a full round.
Okay. But again, explain this to me. Let's say you left the... You're just going to the range and you're not playing a full round. Let's say,
you get there at
conservatively,
6
and you're there for an hour?
Maybe.
I could see hanging for an hour.
Man,
but
that's a
short seems
hang.
Pretty early to get there, yeah.
That doesn't... I mean, maybe, but...
Now, was it Ballers Dwayne Wade who would not... Oh, wait, I was thinking of The Rock. Never mind.
Yeah, come on.
I was thinking The Rock who would wake up on Ballers and eat aspirin, like, with no water, just chew them.
And see, now I'm seeing pictures of Dwayne Wade and Tiger golfing, and it's daytime.
Okay, so Blake's just trying to cover...
No.
It was posted on social media 3 hours ago.
Okay.
And it appears to be from this morning.
I don't know. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but maybe.
I'm going to reset the situation.
Outside of that, the latest on his injuries are that he suffered multiple leg injuries. He's currently in surgery.
Wow. So, yeah, we'll continue to update this situation regarding Tiger Woods' single vehicle car crash this morning where he was extricated from the wreck with the jaws of life, going through surgeries. Damn, man. I don't know what else to say. Like, we just got done, like, really all processing and getting our thoughts out there on the legacy of Tiger within the last just couple months. How you holding up over there, buddy?
Yeah, does this mean the winning is over?
I don't know.
Let's just hope he's okay.
That's certainly the logical thing
first
to say.
Ben Hogan was able to get back out there after a pretty severe car accident.
These pictures are scary. Mm.
There's pictures now?
Yeah.
Where would I find those?
And the CNN.
People want to find those. Okay. All right. Well, when we continue, we might have to pivot. And maybe we'll just wrap this Tiger situation up and keep it going in a sports sesh. Coming up on 2 o'clock here in the Hang Zone with Dan, with Jake, we have some breaking news from the sports world that is developing very quickly. We learned about 25, 30 minutes ago, courtesy of the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, that Tiger Woods was involved in a single vehicle rollover collision this morning, 7:12 a.m., that he was extricated from the wreck with the jaws of life, and that he was then transported to a local hospital by ambulance for his injuries. Now, the thing with a story like this is the information is coming in very quickly and is not always Squaring with other pieces of information, if you would rewind your brain back to 1 year ago, not all that far away, the situation with Kobe, there were a ton of erroneous reports. There were a ton of, spread like wildfire misinformation tweets. So we'll try to keep everything straight here. And you guys back there, help us with this. His representative has said that Tiger is undergoing surgery on his legs. The images of the crash are now out there, both video and images, and it's real serious. Now, Blake, you were telling me in the break that speed played a factor. Where are we getting that from, and is there anything else around that story?
No, we're getting, obviously, a lot of info from the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, but apparently this area has a lot of hills, and he was going downhill, and speed played a factor here. And I'm also seeing that L.A. County Sheriff is saying he's in moderate to critical condition.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, so I saw the photos on TMZ. It does look like he's, went off the road down a hill or something. So that's why, and I guess that's how the car could turn over.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm trying to look at a Google map, too, of the, they actually gave the streets the combo, and where this is exactly in California. It's not near, it's not like the one, or is it the 101? No, the one that goes right next to the ocean, mm-hmm. where there's huge hills and, we've driven up through those mountains many times. And it's some are pretty tight, turns and all that kind of stuff. But it doesn't look like an area like that. But I'm speaking out of my rear end here. So we're all trying to piece this all together.
Now, regarding what we were talking about in the last segment with, yes, he's out in that area for his tournament this weekend. And we were all, having a laugh about Max Homa winning the tournament and saying, I tried to get Tiger to give me a high five at this tournament for years, and now he's got to give me the trophy, and that was a cool story. But the situation about Dwayne Wade posting pictures on his social media channels of Tiger and Dwayne Wade golfing together, that had to have been yesterday. And I guess, I don't know if we have confirmation that it was yesterday, but my thought was just, I'm seeing these pictures. It's bright as day outside. The wreck was at 7:12 a.m. Sun comes up, 6:30 out there? There's no way those pictures were from this morning. There's just no way. Now, that doesn't necessarily change what could or couldn't happen from a speculation standpoint, but the facts around Tiger are what they are. He was in an accident, the Thanksgiving accident with the golf club and his wife and painkillers. He was arrested for DUI down in Jupiter for a cocktail of medications that resulted in him getting a DUI not all that long ago. That being a big piece of the Tiger documentary, that was back in May of 2017. So who knows? Who knows if that's something that he is still dealing with? It also could just be a completely random accident where you misjudge a little something and you're going too fast and it's early in the morning and maybe you lose control. Maybe you're looking at your phone.
Yeah,
it could be something as basic as that.
Yeah, that particular stretch, though, of street, they say it's Hawthorne Boulevard and Black Horse Road. And it's right down the street from a Habit. Does not seem particularly...
That will only be included in our reporting.
Particularly windy. There are parts of it that are. Again, dude, I'm just, even, like you said, to speculate on if he had a blood alcohol level of whatever, that's probably fair game.
Well,
you know,
in fact,
it's in some other stories, too, that obviously the L.A. County Police, they're being asked about that. That's the first question that reporters are asking.
Well, actually, remember, when he got his DUI in Jupiter, his blood alcohol level was 0.0.
Oh, it was meds?
A whole mess of them that were interacting
right,
not like they're supposed to together, and can result in some pretty serious impairment, as you saw on the videos in the Tiger documentary. So,
and is that all behind him, or who, yeah, who knows?
Well, okay, you know, it may all be behind him, but
there's
what
a bunch of. Go ahead.
What we don't know is where his health is right now, because even this weekend he was asked about, you know, his return, and it was kind of up in the air. So if it's up in the air, that might mean that you're still dealing with pain. And if you're still dealing with pain, you might still be dealing with pain medication.
Yeah, I believe he said he was awaiting MRI results to decide if he would play in the Masters. MRI results on his back, and he had back surgery in December, not long after that PNC father-son championship where he played with his son Charlie, and we saw all the cute videos.
Oh, that's
right,
so
he had surgery right after that for a pinched nerve.
So that sounds like the sort of thing that...
Let's go to the satellite photos.
You would likely have to still be taking medication for.
Yeah, that wasn't that long ago.
His answer, when asked about the Masters, one part of it, if he would play, God, I hope so. I got to get there first. A lot of it is based off my surgeons, my doctors, my therapists, and making sure I do the recovery properly. This is the only back I got. I don't have much wiggle room left there. So
now, is this considered life-threatening?
It sounds like, from what Blake was saying, from the condition list there, that it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, just moderate to critical injuries.
Okay, his agent was tweeting about it.
Yeah.
And did not seem to indicate that. It just said multiple leg injuries. So getting crushed, the front of the car crushed, which could crush legs.
Yeah.
And it rolled over.
But even if it's not life-threatening, given that the guy's body is already very broken down, as he just said there, this is the only back I got and I don't have much wiggle room.
Yeah.
He's not a young man. His body is already faltering. So even if it is just a situation where you're having major leg surgery, and then even if you're not an athlete, when you go through something like that, if it is as bad as it could be, you might be doing rehab for 2 years just to get to where you can walk at a brisk pace. And then that introduces the other problem, which is whether this was related to pain medication or not. You're definitely going to be on some serious pain medication after this. And if you have a history of that sort of abuse, that's dangerous as well.
I mean, just from a, you know, his swing, so much torque, you know, it's just going to take a long time. You know, he's got the back and then now, yeah, his legs. So, I don't know. Have we seen him play his last tournament?
Negative.
Man, I think I understand asking the question, and I understand how much we all want to continue to see him have fun with the young guys on tour. I think at this point he needs to be focused on being able to walk.
Well, yeah, you're still way getting ahead of yourself there. You don't, yeah. Who knows?
No, I don't know. But if you add up,
put all the pieces together.
And those pictures
are
pretty bad.
Of the Tiger Woods story.
But how you
the pictures of the car are bad, yeah.
Right. But you do often see stuff like that in someone, you'll hear the classic, and
they walked away
without got up and walked away, yeah.
But clearly he didn't.
No, he didn't, but it still could be something that's threatening to change his ability to move like a normal person, much less a pro athlete. Man.
All right, so I think... Go ahead, Blake.
I mean, just the good news here is it's, you know, we're not getting reports of any head injury, back injury, spinal cord, anything like that. So, you know, if there is a positive spin, his injuries are just on his lower half.
Lower body injury.
Yeah.
Like on the injury report.
The NHL. I think we should keep an eye on this, but I do want to, I think we should do that big sports story of the day still. And then maybe get back to this at 30. Do you want to do that? Is that how to play this? I don't want to just sit here and speculate and stare at this map for another half hour.
Well, then let's do this. We'll go to the Seattle Mariners story, and in the next 5 minutes, if the information changes, which it very well may,
yeah,
we'll stay on this, on the ticket.